Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
We have a massive report. According to multiple NBA insiders, Devin Booker wants to join the New York Knicks. But a recent report indicates that Leon Rose is willing to give up whatever it takes to get Devin Booker on this Knicks roster come this offseason. We're going to break down the latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Devin Booker wants to join the New York Knicks. It was only a matter of time. We all have been watching the playoffs. We all saw Minnesota sweep the Phoenix Suns. Once that happens, there's going to be question marks in that organization. Should they keep the same roster? Should they break it up? Should they try to trade a few pieces and then add a couple of other pieces and see if it works? Those are all the question marks on the table right now. You can't really talk about Bradley Beal. He has a no-trade clause. Kevin Durant, he's getting up there in age and he's changed franchise so many times. I don't know if he wants to do that again. So that all points to Devin Booker. And if you watch this channel long enough, then you already know. Devin Booker is one of the top players I want the Knicks to go after. I think he could be a game changer for this team. And I'm not the only one who shares that opinion. Knicks president Leon Rose also believes the same thing. Check out this latest report from this NBA insider about Devin Booker and Leon Rose wanting to give up anything in order to get him on this team. Shout out to NBA insider Gerald Burgett for giving us the following information about the New York Knicks and their interest in Devin Booker. According to him, the New York Knicks are reportedly willing to offer almost anything to pair Devin Booker with Jalen Brunson. According to him, he and Jalen Brunson would form an electrifying, high-scoring backcourt for one of the NBA's most pleasant surprises. And according to a source, New York would be willing to offer almost anything to make that pairing happen. Can't say I blame Leon Rose or the New York Knicks there, because honestly, Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, and Mikal Bridges, those are the three players I want the New York Knicks to target and go after this offseason if one of them becomes available or is disgruntled. With Devin Booker being eliminated from the playoffs, the Suns really going nowhere. No direction. They have no idea what they're going to do moving forward. No idea who their coach is going to be. And honestly, how are they going to build around Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal? It almost sounds impossible, especially when you factor in that all of those guys are going to continue to age and get older. And that's not going to help them and what they're trying to do in the Western Conference. A very extremely high competitive Western Conference that's not going to get easier year after year. And if you're aging in the West, it really doesn't help you. Unless your name is LeBron James. But really, as we see with LeBron, even though he can get you to the postseason, he can't help you close it out. He's getting too up there in age. There are younger guys available right now that can do so many different things, that can attack in so many different ways. Even though he can lead the Lakers all the way to the postseason, he can't help close them out. And we have to remind everybody, LeBron James also eliminated in the first round. It's a new day, a new era, and we have to make sure we understand that. That's why Devin Booker is one of the players that if he becomes available, you have to throw everything that you have to try to get him on your roster. That's why I believe that report. I absolutely understand it. And I would do exactly that if I'm Leon Rose. If I found out tomorrow that Devin Booker is going to be available this offseason and all I have to do is give up some of my picks and some players to make the money work, I am going to do that each and every day, all day. There is no reason why I wouldn't. Pairing Jalen Brunson and Devin Booker together in the backcourt, that is not only electrifying, that is explosive. Who's guarding that? Who's defending that? If Jalen goes off, Booker can go off. If Booker goes off, Jalen can go off. If you're on the defense, who are you guarding? If you double Booker, Brunson's going to kill you. If you double Brunson, Booker's going to kill you. What are you doing? You can't do anything against that backcourt. That's why I agree with Leon if that's the move he wants to make. Because for me, I've been looking at this move for the last few years. I've been looking at the Spider move for the last few years. And I've been looking at the Mikal move ever since we had the ability to draft him. But we have not been able to get any one of these players. This offseason, that changes. Whether it's Mikal, Donovan, or clearly where the interest is right now, Devin Booker, one of those guys is going to probably ask out, become disgruntled, and want to leave their team. And the Knicks have to pounce on that, try to get one of those players on this roster so we can complete this roster, make us an even better team, and make us a competitive team in the NBA Finals each and every year. Because that's the goal. I know Eastern Conference Finals sounds good. And yes, I want the Knicks to get there. But if I'm speaking openly, the Knicks getting to the NBA Finals year after year, that's what I want to see as a fan. In New York, we have suffered for so many years waiting for a team like this, waiting for a moment like this. So absolutely, if we can add to it, build to it, and turn it into an even better championship contender, I'm all for it. Even after that report, you might be thinking, well, besides that one report, we only have the Stephen A. Smith report. And if it's Stephen A. Smith as the source saying all of this, do we really want to believe it? I can understand that. That's actually why I waited before I did a video on it, because Stephen A. Smith was not the only person I wanted to hear from. I wanted to hear if other NBA insiders also acknowledged the fact that Devin Booker wants to become a New York Knick. And I'm glad I waited.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Because the Ringer's NBA Insider gave us that exact information and clarification. According to the Winger's Wasney Lambry, he shared on social media that he's heard similar things to ESPN Stephen A. Smith that Phoenix Suns guard Devin Booker wants to join the New York Knicks. On top of that, add NBA insider Bill Simmons to the list of people who believe that Devin Booker could leave Phoenix in order to go to the New York Knicks. According to Simmons, he said the following about the Knicks potentially going after Devin Booker this offseason. See, when I think about the Knicks, big picture, I think of Mikal Bridges and I think of Booker. And I know, oh yeah, Booker's never going to leave Phoenix. I just don't believe people are in the same place ever in the NBA anymore. We've been burned so many different times. Multiple NBA insiders have already confirmed that Devin Booker wants to join the New York Knicks. And it's clear Leon Rose wants to add Devin Booker to this roster in the offseason. It's actually a little known secret that when Leon Rose joined the Knicks, one of the players he wanted to go after besides Cat was Devin Booker. Unfortunately, at the time, Devin Booker wasn't available and he was going off for Phoenix. So it wasn't even a thought at that point for trading for Booker. But now, with him getting swept out of the playoffs, it's definitely on the table. It's definitely something to be discussed. And clearly, everybody couldn't even wait till the offseason. They started reporting on this right now, reporting on the interest for Booker headed to the Knicks right now. And that actually means something because clearly, Devin Booker probably wouldn't want to go to the Knicks if the Knicks were not in the postseason right now. Them being a winning team right now, making the right moves, and also the Knicks also having the assets available to make the trade for Devin Booker. All of these things are available right now, and that means all the stars have basically aligned. At this point in time, the Knicks are headed to this postseason. They're trying to go as far as they can, and hopefully they can go all the way. Because if they do, that will go a very long way in terms of attracting Devin Booker even more to New York, if he's not already attracted here already. And given all the reports we just read, his interest in New York is very, very high. He wants to join the Knicks, and all of the New York Knicks fan base likely wants him to join the Knicks as well, too. We've already seen, with the roster that we have, we're good. With Devin Booker on this roster, we would be great. We would be amazing, nearly unstoppable. Devin Booker and Jalen Brunson in the backcourt? Sign me up any day of the week. That's what I want to see. The immediate question you ask yourself after you understand that Devin Booker wants to join the Knicks and Leon Rose will do whatever it takes to get Devin Booker on this team is just cost. What would it cost to get Devin Booker on this roster? Well, thanks to The Ringer, we actually have that information regarding what Phoenix may actually want from the Knicks in any type of Devin Booker trade. According to The Ringer, if the Suns do decide to move on from Booker to rebuild the roster, or if the star guard requests a trade, it's possible that the Knicks could put together a package for the four-time All-Star. New York has a handful of first-round picks, although some are protected, over the next two drafts that could help make a major offer for Booker. The team also has impactful role players like Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, and Mitchell Robinson that are under contract after the season and could be of interest to Phoenix. The Knicks have the players, they have the contracts to match, and they have the picks necessary to pull off any major trade in the NBA, be it for Booker, Donovan Mitchell, or Mikal Bridges. The only thing you're waiting on at this point in time is one of those stars stating, I'm disgruntled, I want to leave this franchise. And Booker might be at the top of the list. He was just swept, eliminated from the postseason. Now, even though Booker likely wants to spend his entire career with Phoenix, we already know Dame wanted to do that. A couple of other players wanted to do that. Sometimes it's not up to you. And sometimes you get frustrated enough with the direction of the franchise you're with that you're looking for a change. You want to go someplace else. And if Devin Booker is looking any other place to go to, it could not get better for him to go to New York, help bring a championship to New York City, but also become one of the faces of New York. If Booker goes off in New York City, he will be one of the best players and one of the most known players in the entire NBA. You help bring a championship to New York, you are goated. You are golden. You are absolutely going to the NBA Hall of Fame because you've helped do something that we haven't seen in the better part of 50 plus years. We're talking about making history for the Knicks, doing something for the franchise we have never seen ever, be an NBA Finals team for multiple years, because that's what we're talking about. That's the magnitude of this trade if the Knicks make it. All we're waiting for right now is an opportunity. Because the Knicks have the time, they have the assets, and they're just waiting for Booker to let everybody know he wants out of Phoenix, and the only team he wants to join is the Knicks. As soon as that happens, Leon Rose is going to make it happen and get Booker on this team. Mark my words on that. Leon Rose has not let us down yet. He did not let us down this season, and he will not let us down moving forward. I trust in Leon, I trust in our front office, and I trust in this Knicks team. We are attractive again, New York basketball is back, and I can't wait to see the moves the Knicks make come this offseason. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports indicating that the Knicks and Leon Rose would be willing to offer almost anything to get Jalen Brunson and Devin Booker in the backcourt together? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button. Leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.